had to take a treatment. It's rough.
Really? I couldn't imagine I'd go through something like that. You suppose they'll ever come up with any type of effective treatment for, you know, the really serious things that we have right now, like cancer and heart disease?
I imagine so.
That kind of thing.
I imagine they've done a lot in on cancer in the last 40, 50 years.
I was just reading in the paper the other day, you might have seen it yourself, but it seems like aspirin has something to do with being a deterrent to a heart attack.
That's right. I read that article.
Or at least has something to do with the clotting process, you know, that causes a lot of heart attacks. Talking about animals, well, dogs. Have you ever heard a person call to his dog to get him to get after another dog?
Yeah.
What would he say to him?
To get him pied over.
You ever heard one say sicken?
Yeah, I've heard him say sicken.
What would he say to him if you wanted him to stop, or what would he do?
Usually they'd say, hey, hey.
Come to him like that.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, a herd of cattle, the male animal. Is there any other term other than bull that you have ever heard of a farmer use to refer to the male?
Yearling sometimes they call them. And that doesn't make sense, but you will hear people call them yearling. But a yearling is really one, I believe, over a year old.
I think so.
But I've heard that term quite often referring to a bull calling a yearling.
Well, you know, used to, years ago, maybe if you were in mixed company and the subject came up, would you go ahead and say bull, or was it some subject?
Normally you wouldn't. And I have an idea that's where the yearling term came in.
I see. Well, what about if you were plowing with animals? The type of animals that you would use for that would be, you mentioned oxen. Was there anything else that you could use for plowing?
Well, some people use their cows back there, the milk cows. They'd plow her too.
I see.
And of course they'd feed her good and she'd furnish, but most of them use oxen, and of course they use horses and mules.
What about talking about cattle, a little one, when it's first born, you call that a
calf?
Say if you had a cow named Daisy, and Daisy was expecting to have a calf, you'd say that Daisy's going to
freshen.
Or say, talking about horses, what would the male horse be referred to as?
Usually use the term stallion.
Any other term that could be used?
I'm sure there are, but I don't